You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your business, your family can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content this morning, please join me in welcoming our featured guest in the hot seat today, Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. The seat does feel a little hot.
Yeah, we've got, you know, I don't want to cause any trouble. Well, I'll save the trouble for just a second from now. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. So, now before we get into our celebration of the day, you know, we gotta do a little shout out here because I watch social media. I am on social media. If you haven't been following us, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, there's already about 32,000 people that are there with us on a conversation that continues on day after day. Then we've got over almost 570,000 people watched our replays last month. Thank you. I do not take that for granted. 570,000 watched our replays on YouTube last month. But I figure I consider myself to be a novice when it comes to social media. When it comes to the king of social media, it's got to be the man sitting right next to me, Brent Humphreys. And I know that he's got a ton of people that watch what he does. He puts up a post and you get hundreds of people that say, make comments. And we put up a post yesterday and Humphreys Nation reminded me a whole lot of a Jeb Bush pep rally or political event. I mean, where was the energy? Where are the people? Now, Brent does all these transactions. He's a great, great real estate agent in Southern California. But his clients, they're extremely quiet right now. I'm wondering, did they go shy on us, Brent? What's it? Asked for comments, great stories or embarrassing moments about Brent, not about the clients, about Brent. I think we've got maybe a half dozen. Where's Humphreys Nation?
Yeah, well, so first of all, thank you to my many clients who have been so wonderful over the years. I think it was a little quiet. You put the post up last night. I'm in the hot seat, but I won't criticize you that it was the night before. Always great to come in, even on last minute notice. But I did check some social media channels, and it did appear that a lot of them were at graduations.
Ah, okay, there we go.
Sounds like a made-up answer, but I can produce photos.
As long as it wasn't, you know, the low-energy Jeb that we... Maybe, I you know something, we talked about this on our Facebook Live tease, that one of the stories that we have about Brent is about one of his client's properties. And you're going to have to listen for this one because it's a great story.
Which one was it?
I'm wondering, maybe a bunch of the clients were at that property and there was a party that we weren't invited to, Brent. And maybe that's why we've got a mellow crowd today. You'll hear about this when we touch in on it. But we should talk, you know, because it is a beautiful day here in Southern California.
It is beautiful.
And today just so happens to be, and I tried, but I didn't succeed. Today's National Donut Day. Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm really in the hole this morning.
That's why you're in the hole and on the hot seat.
That's right.
Now, have the Dunkin' Donuts stores got down to South County or San Diego?
Yep, we've had them.
They just started opening. There's one that just opened about a mile from our studio here. And I tried going by there this morning, and the line was just out the door. So we'll have to go for donuts a little bit later. But there's a lot of people. Actually, donuts might be a little bit of a representation of what happened in the labor market. That report, how many people added to our labor force in the month of May? Well, a donut hole might explain it. 38,000 new jobs created in the entire United States of America in the month of May. 38,000.
Ow!
Yeah, I'd say ow for sure. 38, that's a horrible number.
I think I know who needs to be in the hot seat.
We might get ourselves in trouble there because, you know, yesterday the president was in Indiana and he was telling us how great the economy is doing and why would we want to change course with as good as the economy is doing, 38,000 new jobs. Now, we will see some spin doctors out there saying that the unemployment rate dropped to 4.7%.
Yeah. You know better than that.
4.7%. The real unemployment, that's because, I can't make this stuff up. Nearly 500,000 people just gave up. They gave up. They said, I'm not going to go look for another job. I'm out of it. Forget it. I'm done. 500,000 people almost went and they dropped out of the labor force. So the labor participation rate is 62.6%. Think about that. Over 1 in 3 Americans have given up the idea of getting a job. Over 1 in 3 Americans given up. Real unemployment, 9.8%. And I just mentioned 500,000 people more in the month of May gave up. But in addition to that, nearly 500,000 people went from full-time employment to part-time employment, not of their own choice. Can you say Obamacare, boys and girls? Yeah, well, if you work less than 30 hours, the employers don't have to pay that extra expense. Regulation is the cost here. We're also seeing companies that are just getting rid of employees. Walmart, they're going to drones to do their inventory. Instead of taking 3 days to do it, they can do it in 1 day, and they don't pay the drones $15 an hour. Just saying. Average hourly earnings up 0.2%, another difficult number. And here's a number that's even more staggering. Think about this one. In addition to having a dismal jobs report at 38,000 jobs created, the prior 2 months' numbers were reduced lower as well. The economy, Mr. President, I would like to figure out who's doing well other than your friends and Hillary's on Wall Street. They're the only ones that are doing well in this economy. Sorry to say it, the middle class is getting crushed. And we just try to navigate that. We're here chatting with you today. Now, the silver lining in the entire jobs report. Now, the Dow Jones is down a little bit. The NASDAQ is down a little bit. Oil is down a little bit. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, seniors, I'm sorry to tell you this, it's down a lot. U.S. 10-year Treasury. And I point that out for seniors because they are the ones on fixed income. They are the ones that get affected the most by low interest rates because that's where they put safe money into the U.S. 10-year Treasury. 1.71% is what you get when you put your money into a U.S. 10-year Treasury. Now, that is better than the German 10-year Bund that is getting 0.074%. 0.074%. Yeah, not a good number. And generally, the U.S. 10-year Treasury ranges between 0.5% and 1% above the German 10-year. So theoretically, our 10-year Treasury, as I have been sharing with you for a couple of weeks now, should continue to drop. I don't make the numbers, I just report them. The trade deficit narrowed, $37.4 billion. The ISM service sector numbers did not come out good, but mortgage rates, they're dropping. If you have a mortgage in place, if you are working on a mortgage, you need to call your loan officer today and ask them if they can lower your interest rate. They should be able to do that for you. Now, you may not be able to get 100% of that rate dropped or take advantage of 100%, but you should see some good drops in interest rates today just because of what we're seeing here with the economy. Not doing well, regardless of whether you are rooting for Hillary Clinton.
You know better than that.
Or if you are a Donald Trump fan.
Ow!
Either way, the economy is not doing well. And we need to get some change in there. Now, if you're a Bernie Sanders, all I can say.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? 90% taxes is not going to be the way to get businesses to invest. Think about this. 70% of our economy comes from the consumer. The biggest job creator for the consumer is small business. Tax them 90%. They have no reason to get involved. I'm just saying that's the way it is. Moving right along. Now, here in the state of confusion, I have seen some reports. I hesitate to share this story with you. Rolling blackouts in the state of confusion is on the way. That's what we're hearing. Rolling blackouts in the state of confusion on the way for this summer. It's supposed to be extremely hot today. I've heard that there's a lot of warm weather warnings. And if that's the case, rolling blackouts, because in the state of confusion, even though we've got oil, we've got shale, we've got opportunity to get as much natural resources as we want, yeah, we've also got Delta smell. We've got those seven little fish that we have to protect. And in order to protect them, we've got environmentalists that are saying, and I'm all for a good, clean environment. Now, I've got Brent here, and he's got this lovely Tesla outside. Might be another story to hear about Teslas.
How am I going to charge my car in a rolling blackout?
Yeah, well, you know, something I don't know.
I do feel a little nervous right now hearing that.
I guess you better charge it.
So I know whose ass to kick.
Yeah, well, we're going to figure all this stuff out. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, it is story time with Brent Humphries. We're going to have some fun there, maybe at his expense. High-tech ways to sell your home. Jamie Dimon just came out and talking about auto loans. I'll share that information with you. And Social Security from the budgeteers. Yeah, President Obama said yesterday, we need to spend more money on Social Security. Good pandering, isn't it, on his way out the door? Now you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. If you want the true equity position in your home, and I'm going to share with you right now, it's very, very important. You need to understand the equity position in your home. You need to have a home equity evaluation, professional equity analysis review. There's several things that are involved in that right now, and it's why I stress it, especially in the current environment that we're in. You need to find these things out. Are you paying the right amount of interest that you should be? Is your mortgage the proper mortgage for you? Do you have the right amount of knowledge on the equity of your property, the valuation of your property? A lot of people think they know what the values are, but they're going from old stories, old history, and it's not the numbers that you really want to be looking at. I'm going to suggest to you, text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564 and get that true equity position of your property. That's just one of those things that I would really, really highly recommend you look into. You don't have to, doesn't mean you have to do something, and it's not going to cost you anything. So what are some high-tech ways to sell your home? And is there any value to them? What are the recommendations here? So a lot of this, it's very interesting. Where do most people start their home search? On the internet. And I'm going to suggest to you, that is very, very common right now. But my commentary is going to be further. Don't go trying to navigate this on your own. As a seller or as a buyer, it's too big a decision to navigate on your own. It's like saying, I'm going to diagnose my own. Well, Brent, I'm going to throw this to you real quick, and then I'll go back to the story. You had a little bit of a health issue. You put it on social media, so I'm not sharing anything that's out that's not public already. Did you diagnose it yourself, or did you go and get professional guidance?
Well, now that's interesting, because I didn't know you were going to mention it, but I actually did try to do a little research online, which is what caused the anxiety attack. And I read some things and said, oh, shoot. And I drove myself to the ER, and it was a $24,000 bill to be told I'm perfectly fine. I was just having a little bit of a stressful day. $24,000.
You know something? Just
cost me more doing it myself.
Just because I'm your friend, I'll let you know that you're not really fine.
Okay.
I mean, there are some issues. I'm sure that Mrs. Humphreys would agree with me on that one. There are some issues here, and I'll only charge you half that to tell you that.
There you go.
See, save you money. Mm-hmm. Save you money. Okay.
There you go.
Just a thought there. So here's the virtual idea. These are some of the things you can do. Virtual. There's some programs out there right now. There's a really cool program out there that will do a 3D tour of your property. Then you can take and do a virtual staging of the property. And then you take and on the next step, you might even think about a drone. Because you get the outside view, the inside view, virtually stage it. Maybe you can make some modifications to it. All before you go and engage with the real estate professional. Now, you can't, I would not recommend trying to sell it on your own, but these are just some high-tech ideas, and they're becoming more and more popular. I'm seeing a lot of them online. I'm seeing a lot of agents put them into practice. Just a thought for you, that's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals, Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564.
Ron.
So, yes, sir.
May I make one comment
on that? Absolutely.
Oh, beautiful. Very succinctly, the number one reason a seller never wants to sell their home for sale by owner. The only reason they'd want to do it is to save the 6%. And so they can have all the fancy drone and high def, you know, photos, all of that. But the moment a buyer comes along who's interested and knows that they're not paying a commission, what are they going to do? They're going to subtract the 6% that's saved off the price of the home. So the seller does not financially benefit, and they end up doing all the work for free.
You know, and opens themselves up to a huge amount of liability.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you know something, Brent, you and I are friends. You know that I'm just a simple guy.
We're going to be friends after the show, too.
Exactly. And so I'm going to tell you my thought process and what I see all the time when people recognize that for sale by owner. Because, and I'm going to throw some numbers at you, Brent, and they're just hypothetical. So I'm just going to, and I'm a simple guy. So you have a $500,000 house listed by a professional real estate agent, okay? Mm-hmm. And you go in and you make an offer and you say, okay, maybe I'll offer 490, right? Whatever the number is, whatever Sure. you think is fair. Now, me being a simple guy, if I see a $500,000 property, I do think about the idea that they're going to save 6%.
Right. So you're going to offer 4.7.
But no, I wouldn't.
Oh, sorry.
Here's what I would do because I'm a simple guy. 6% is not a round number. I'm going to offer 4.50 because I can figure out 10% real easy. So I'm going to offer 4.50, maybe 4.25. Because the bottom line is, according to studies, and this was actually commissioned by the National Association of Realtors.
I noticed that.
That when you sell your home on your own, the numbers are you basically are going to get 14% less money than when you use a professional real estate agent. 14% less money. But you do get a couple of things that you're not going to get when you engage a real estate agent. You're going to get additional liability. You're going to get questions that you probably don't know how to answer. You're going to get to deal with an appraiser. And in today's market, again, statistically, the appraisals are coming in right now at 1.9% less than contract price. So you're going to get to deal with that.
Yep.
You're going to get to deal with the home inspectors. You get to deal with a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that fun? And you get to make less money all at the same time.
Yeah. And not know how to negotiate the repairs as is. Which ones are standard? Which ones can I say no to and get away with? Yeah.
Why would you even contemplate this? It does not make any sense. But, and you're not going to get extra money.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah, you might feel like you're doing well, but, you know, the numbers are the numbers. So let's get into our fun. It's finally Friday. We got Brent Humphreys in the hot seat, and we've got some of his clients and friends. And we thank you, every one of Brent's clients who have posted here on social media. I was tongue in cheek making a little jest earlier about the concept of maybe equating some of Humphrey's Nation to the Jeb Bush political rally. But we do appreciate every one of you. They're great folks. I hear Brent, that there's something to talk about questioning Brent's driving skills, or maybe what Brent might not have, he wasn't driving, his car was driving itself.
It was autopilot.
And we're wondering what Brent was doing when the car was making these herky-jerky turns.
Herky-jerky, okay. Well, yeah, that was the McKay family. Great family. You know, I sold their home and then sold them a new one, but we were way out in the country looking for, you know, a nice home with acreage, with her organic farm and chickens and all. And some of the roads are paved and some of them aren't. Now, most human beings look at paved roads and think they're preferred. And I happen to be one of those people. But I had the car in autopilot and ended up going down a path that I don't think anyone but the car knew existed. And it was a little bumpy. I got there in a nice big cloud of dust and parked the car, and it was really, really fun. Tesla knows every road, and they know roads that we don't yet know.
Interesting, but I don't know. Why does it wait? Why did you wait so long and just make these herky-jerky turns? What's that all about?
You know, I don't know which one that was. We looked at property so many times, but that autopilot is fascinating.
So we're going to blame.
Well, it was autopilot and beta. This was last year. This was maybe a week or two after it came out. And I had a lot of fun. I, you know, had the hands
okay,
cut around the
okay,
wheel.
Brent.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Just saying, Brent. We're gonna let him go with that one. That's one of the fun stories from Brent Humphries. But we're gonna have to get some more of these stories coming up. That was the McKay family. We have to thank for that one.
Thank you. Thank you, McKays.
Thanks for sharing that with us, McKays. We're gonna have to get some more fun stuff in here. I understand that there's a story here from Mr. Cromer. We're going to get to that one when we come back.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We're going to have to get moving a little quicker this morning. Jamie Dimon, what's he saying about auto loans? Save Social Security from the budgeteers, all that and more. You can reach us anytime off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at Big Profits Now Live. Live.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. My message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by the all-new No Doc Stated Income. Actually, you don't even have to state your income on this loan. Think about that. No docs. And you don't state your income because we don't want anybody to lie. So whatever you think it is, that's fine. The loan will go through and it's up to $3 million. Think about that. And it closes in 7 to 10 days, depending on how long it takes for us to do a little due diligence and make sure that the money's coming, the down payment money's coming from where it needs to. Give me a call if you want to know about it. It's an investment-only loan, non-owner occupied loan. So it is a great, great product. No documents, no income. You gotta love it. And it's not even a horrible pricing. Jamie Dimon, Chief Executive Officer, JP Morgan Chase, talking about average auto loans, $30,000 now, average more than $500 a month in payments. Got to be careful of that. And they're going for a little over 5 years also. Wonder if that's going to do for the auto industry, but it's an issue that we're going to have to start looking into. Because it may not be the best trend in the world, and maybe that's why we're seeing the drop that we are seeing right now in car sales. Maybe it's the economy. We'll talk about it. But I want to get back to our initial conversation, just because I get to have Brent Humphreys in the hot seat, and we're doing story time from Brent's clients. Let's hear about this one, how to get your realtor arrested. Andy Cromer is sharing this one. Thanks, Andy. We're going to talk to Brent about this one. Talking to the police here, Brent, huh?
Yeah, so Andy made a great comment. Maybe I could just read it. How to get your realtor arrested. Brent had a close call with the local popo. I think the buyer's agent tried to manually remove our home alarm, and Brent had to step up into action, if you will. What happened was the alarm went off, and the police had been dispatched.
You have to know Brent when you talk about having to step up into action.
I'm 5'3", and that's...
On high heels.
That's rounding up just a quarter of an inch. So
I gotcha.
Did I just say that? Did I just admit that I'm 5'2"?
Exactly.
So I'm really 5.276. Finally going public.
Okay, let's hear about this story. What did you do?
So the alarm went off, and I showed up and called the alarm company because I knew that the police had come last time, and I didn't want this to happen again. And it's really, really loud, by the way. And I called the alarm company. My client, Andy, and his wife and daughter had already moved, and there was a tenant in there. And the tenant moved out and left the alarm monitored. So no one knew.
Nice.
We didn't expect, there's no alarm there, but there was. So the alarm company dispatcher actually instructed me to go to the panel and told me how to remove a wire to stop it from going. Well, I couldn't reach the wire and I couldn't reach the panel. Not the lower one, but the one up in the, it's the guts of the thing. Not the regular panel, but the big
box that's usually hidden in the closet somewhere.
That's exactly what it was. Well, those boxes are never at eye level for really anyone. And so I actually had to climb up onto a washer dryer and balanced myself and opened the thing while I was on the phone, getting a little neck cramp with the cell phone to the ear. And sure enough, it is dialing the police. So there I am dismantling an alarm, trying to stop it, and it's calling the police. It was really fun.
That sounds like exciting. And I'm sure the police were really excited to come and visit you.
Well, it wasn't their first call to that house.
Oh, so I was going to say, it wasn't their first call to visit you.
No.
Okay,
Hey, you look familiar.
I think I saw you at a house that had a hidden door somewhere. Wonder what
you read that one,
Jackie. You got a great story here. It looks like a hidden door. Is that what we're talking about? Is that Jackie's story?
Jackie's awesome. So Jackie and her husband Michael, we looked at a number of properties, got them in a beautiful, beautiful property. And sometimes, you get a little more than you paid for. Over deliver, under promise, over deliver. We read the disclosures and found that there was a room in the house that none of us had seen or knew anything about, and it was behind two false bookshelves. And
so I know who's asked to kick.
Was that him on teleprompter?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, I saw the deal yesterday on San Diego Buzz. But bottom line is, as soon as we read the disclosures that there was a hidden room in the house behind two false bookshelves. I mean, think of like the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland, right? I mean, it's crazy. And we read that there was a Horticulture Laboratory.
Horticulture Laboratory. Yes. I like the way we term that.
Yeah, well, that's what it said.
Okay.
And it's
was
funny.
Was that in the MLS? It said Horticulture Lab here?
No, no, it didn't. And there were a lot of things that weren't in the listing that were going on, I think, in that house. So anyhow, we immediately called the agent and said, we got to get over there. And the agent said, my clients want to clean up first. Can you delay this about one day?
One day for cleanup.
Yeah.
Must have been really messy.
Yeah. So we show up. And we find how to get to the room. And sure enough, it was an underground lab with its own power, separate electrical panel, extensive sprinkler system, irrigation, a special lab inside with all kinds of stuff.
Was El Chapo there?
Yeah, I know. There was no tunnel. There was no tunnel.
No tunnel. Okay.
But so it was interesting because when we showed up the next day and discovered this underground hidden room growing area, I had made a comment to the seller because he showed up and really kind of wanted to be there, who was a surfer, by the way. Yeah, it was really.
I think we're putting all this one together, aren't
yeah.
we?
And actually, no, it was my client. Jackie was the one who asked him, oh, so what were you growing in there? And he said, tomatoes. Well, that is, we almost hit the floor because the backyard was probably 100, 120 feet long, and it was all raised planters with lush tomato plants. And we're thinking, so I commented, I said, you must really like tomatoes because you had plenty of tomatoes. Dozens of tomato plants. So
interesting.
I don't think the plants were red.
Might be an interesting room there. It sounds a lot of fun. One of the fun things about being in the real estate business or any business where you're really dealing with people on a regular basis, you get some really great stories. And sometimes, from what I understand, you have difficulty remembering, especially you go to a lot of properties on a time and you have problems remembering all the properties. So something about numbers, street addresses. Amy shared this that we said we should talk about a dirty ceiling fan and a fish tank. So let's hear about that.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Give us the truth here, Brent.
So Amy mentioned that I have this incredible memory. You know, I'm not trying to suggest that I, you know, have this incredible memory, but I do have a flair for numbers, and so I would rattle off numbers of homes and. It was easier for Amy, and she's very, very bright, by the way, but she just wanted to nickname the homes, which I thought was awesome. And so it was down to two homes. There was a dirty ceiling fan and fish tank. They were both in the same neighborhood, and that's the way we referred to them. But I sold her an even better one that didn't have a dirty fish tank or dirty ceiling fan or a fish tank. So,
but it did have a horticulture room.
No, there was no horticulture room. No. But there, what's interesting, though, is that there was some bioorganic growth in the garage. There was. It was a history because I had actually sold that home before, about 3 years prior. And there was a question of the Homeowners Association and whether they had addressed it. And sure enough, I had the records that they had because I had another client in escrow 3 years ago on the same property.
So what I'm wondering here now, we're getting a little bit of a pattern here with Mr. Humphreys. So Jackie shares a story here about a horticulture room, and then Deepu John is talking.
Oh, Deepu's great.
Deepu's got something here. Oh no, it wasn't Jackie. We were talking earlier. Who was it that should told us about? Oh, it was Andy and Deepu. Do they know each other?
No, they should though.
Because something Andy's telling us a little bit about a visit with the police.
Yeah.
And now Deepu's talking about an alarm system. What's going on here, Brent? Are we starting to see a little bit of a pattern?
Yeah. So we had police dispatched to Deepu's property. I put him on the market, and I think it was a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and we said showings to begin at 2. But I think right before I put that in, the moment I hit publish, the phones were ringing and showings were commencing, and one gentleman had gone over in the first few minutes. And Deepu hadn't deactivated his alarm yet, and so they dispatched the police, and there was a guy, alarm sounding, and had some explaining to do, and then I started getting text messages from the agent, and the neighbor got involved, and then my client, and you know, the guy just said, hey, look, can I still have a look? So it was fun. Police can be really quick, especially when you're selling in a great neighborhood where they don't have anything to do.
Yeah, and I think that, do they have you on speed dial? I mean, They you get a call of 911 and then they call 760-333-333-333-333-333 or something like that.
Yeah, my number is 333-333-333. I get a lot of wrong numbers on that line.
But I was wondering, prior to, does the 911 dispatcher call and say, Brent, is this you again? or just a check before we roll the police?
Yeah.
Not because he's violating the law, just because he's out there working and showing people houses and helping them find their next property. Good stuff. What else do we have here, Brent? Did I miss any of them that are coming through? Who else do we have here?
Well, first, because our society is getting so wound up and everything is offensive, I did not mean to suggest that police have nothing to do. I have many, many friends who are
police. Oh, absolutely.
I just mean that there are certain neighborhoods where there's not a lot going on. Like when my Tesla broke down on the freeway in Pismo Beach and they sent like 10 of them, right? Because there's nothing happening. There was nothing else to do.
Well, they knew you from social media, so they all wanted to just come and get autographs.
You're funny.
Okay, Brent, what else do we have here? There's got to be some more. There's got to be more Brent Humphrey stories. I think. Did I miss one?
Well, there was a... There was a property in North County in San Diego, and my client, Paul, really, really funny guy. I mean, just really, really funny. He's just an absolute jokester. And I relocated him and his wife, Susan, from England. And I was looking through properties, and there was one property that in the showing remarks said, very large dog in kennel. And you had to have an appointment. You had to know that the dog was in the kennel. And leave him alone. You know, I don't think it said stand back or keep your distance. I don't want to embellish, but basically beware of dog, make sure he's in the kennel. So I set the appointment. My client was punctual, worked for FAA, or still does. I mean, very punctual, very detailed. It was so funny. We get into this property and straight, you open the front door and you look straight down a hall and there is the kennel with the door open. No one home. I'm thinking, oh great, the dog's not in the kennel. So, you know, we had the predictable conversation. Do I go in? Do I not? Now, there's a big slope behind this home. And so it was dimly lit. It was eerie. So we decide, you know, we make a couple noises. We don't hear any barks or growls. And so we're walking through and there's a downstairs guest room with one of those child safety gates. But it was a taller one. It was harder for me to get over it. And my client said, just go on in there and just take a look around or whatever. And kind of look back and forth. Anyhow, make it quick. I get over the safety gate and I'm walking into this dark room and my client goes, wah, wah, wah. You know, I actually just barked on air and I swear it scared the you know what out of me. I mean, goosebumps from head to toe. I was just frozen thinking that I'd run into the dog.
I can't imagine. So now I understand you were, wait a second. I'm sure that Steve has that taped for us because I've been talking to Hillary. Every once in a while, Hillary shows up, and I think she does a better dog barking than you do, Brent.
I'm fine with that.
I'm just saying. But at least we found her calling. You know, well, we don't want to call her because
call her. There's a pun there.
Yeah, she's probably asleep. Well, we'll figure that out.
You're giving me a rough time.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh man. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to see what other trouble we can get into. Save Social Security from the budgeteers is also on our docket. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Story time with Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates. Having a good time this morning. I was just sharing with Brent when we were during the commercial break there that some of the best stories we ever get or the best programs and the reviews we ever get seem to be when we just get into just chatting about real life. And we just have a good time talking to people about the life, the world, and just a good time sharing.
In an interesting world.
I mean, and when you're out there with the community all the time, you really get some good stuff here. So one of the things, let's chat a little bit with Brent, kind of fun stuff. So let's think about, I understand, you know, you're very open about it. I mean, you're like me, Brent, in the sense that, you know, if you can't have a good time, why do it?
Right.
And if you can't change, I mean, I talk all the time, right? Bald fat guy, face for radio.
My wife says I talk all the time.
Well, my wife says I don't let anybody else talk on radio. So we have to get our wives together. So here we go. I mention all the time about the bald fat guy, right? And, you know, I've got a face for radio, even though we're on ronsiegelradio.tv. Not an issue. You mentioned frequently that you do have a little vertically challenged, should we put it?
5'3".
Now, that could pose a little bit of a problem when you've got automatic locking doors.
You read that one.
And garages, clients, and I don't want to hear about what really went on. Once again, we're not going to go into what's really the truth here, Brent. Just tell us.
No, I'll always tell the truth. I'm not a politician.
Okay, so.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Let's hear it, Brent.
So I was with my client, Susan, and we were looking at properties in North County. And you've got to beware when you're showing a foreclosed property. So when the bank's already taken it over, because sometimes the bank forgets to pay the power bill. And so we were looking at a property, and it was really nice. And I said, would you like to see the garage? We go into the garage together, and the door was one of those, you know, for safety, right, with the, like, whatever it's. My goodness, why am I blanking out? Automatic closing mechanisms.
Oh, like a spring on there.
Yeah,
a spring. I'm a simple guy. I don't understand all this fancy
stuff. It had a spring. 450. 450 is the right offer.
Okay.
So Susan and I walk into the garage, and the door shuts. Now, what's the first thing you do when the door shuts? You try to open it.
Absolutely.
To my horror and disappointment, that door automatically locked itself. So, all right. Embarrassing. So we're in a dark garage together, and there's no way I thought to get out because the door was locked. I'm like, okay, I'll just turn on the light and we'll figure it out. you hear the clink clink of the Lutron switch and no light came on. I'm like, oh no, the bank forgot to pay the power bill. It was Bank of America, by the way.
Oh, lovely.
I have lawyers. I'm not worried about saying it. So Bank of America doesn't pay the power bill. And Susan and I are in the garage in the dark. And the power won't come on. So I knew that I couldn't press the garage door remote. Although I think I did, because sometimes they're in different circuits. It didn't work. I'm like, okay, no problem. I'll pull that little red chain or whatever, and we'll just lift the door up. Well, I pulled the chain, and the door was frozen in place. Why? Because they secured it with a paint roller. It, really up high along the the top of the metal railing. So then I'm thinking, okay, so we're stuck in the garage, the power's off, I can't get back into the house, I can't exit the garage, and I can't open the door. What am I going to do? And so they had just done some fix up, and I found some of those 5-gallon paint drums, and I stacked them up, and I got up there in the dark and fiddled around and basically freed the garage trapping mechanism and rolled the door up. So now, and this has been about 2 years, every time I go into a garage, I stand there with my foot next to the door and I let my client go in and poke around.
Well, you know something, at least we're proving one point here, Brent.
Oh boy, what is it?
You learn from your experiences.
You do? You absolutely do.
So now we understand that Brent's gonna stand in the doorway.
I'm gonna go there, Brent.
I'm gonna go there. There obviously was not a doggy door in this doorway, was there?
No, that was actually one of my all-time favorites. And there are many people that have encouraged me to write a book. I'm a third generation family broker. Grandpa started in 67, dad in 76, mom in 78. And so we've been doing this now for many, many years. And you have so many stories that you could tell, but one of the best, Steve and Beth, love them, sold their home, was out looking with Beth for I think 2 or 3 months to find a property. And it was only with Beth. And then I get this call that Steve's going to come. And I'm actually going to meet Steve. So I figured if Steve's coming out, because he's the CEO of a company, this is the one. So I show up. He pulls up and I open the lockbox and the key won't work. The deadbolt is frozen. And I knew that this was the property. I could just tell. So I went around and checked, screens and windows or whatever. And did I just say it? Well, basically I wanted to see if there's a way to access the property. I had approval and there wasn't. And then I saw at the very bottom, underneath a window, there was a doggy door.
At least it wasn't up high.
Right. Yeah. Well, I had one of those too. The Martin family in Encinitas, the seller locked herself out. And I said, well, where's the lockbox? She goes, it's inside. I'm like, well, if it's inside, how am I going to use it? And she locked herself out. And Mr. Martin is a bodybuilder, a competitive one, and he's a big dude. And he lifted me up through a window and I landed on the kitchen table. Great property. Didn't work. But so back to Steve and Beth, I found a doggy door. I made it through the doggy door, and it wasn't one of those big doors. It was a small one. Left shoulder, I think, hurt for about a week. I got through, and they bought it. They've been there 13 years. Great property. It was the right one.
Is the doggy door still there?
It is. It is still there.
Just checking. So if what was it, Steve and Beth? Steve and Beth, if you see somebody walking around the house one morning and you didn't lock the doggy door, it could be Brent coming to say hello, because I know Brent's customers love him, so.
I only enter properties with approval, but sometimes through unconventional means.
Hey, you gotta serve the client, Brent.
That's right.
Right, take care of them, and good. Speaking of serving the clients, Brent is going to depart us stage right today, so he can take care of clients. I understand, Brent. I mean, you're going heading to beautiful Huntington Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of us that are in the neighborhood of Huntington Beach, we don't want to cause any trouble, but I understand there's a kids' soccer tournament on the sand in Huntington Beach this weekend.
Ooh, that'd be a nice goal.
Is that what you're really going down to Huntington Beach for? You're not going to be at 5'3", you're not telling them that you're under 15, are you?
No, I'm not.
Just checking to make sure
that's great.
You're going to be playing soccer with the young people down there.
I'm going to go to 4700 Warner and present an offer on my Huntington Beach listing. Beautiful property. Get it while it lasts.
And 4700 Warner.
A mile
from the pier. So we know that Brent is really going to be there at the beach. I just wonder. Okay, so.
And shout out to Shannon. Shannon, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't have been able to do this interview. Thank you for allowing me to be on Ron's show. So,
good stuff. And obviously, we're going to, for eternity, Brent, Our engineer Steve does a great job for us. He's got Brent barking.
Oh gosh!
I love it because go ahead. Let's hear that one, Steve.
That's awesome.
There we go. We got Brent barking. Cool stuff. We're gonna have that on the soundboard for life when we introduce Brent Humphries from now on.
Oh no!
It's gonna be the perfect story for Brent Humphries. We really appreciate you listening to us. Brent, thanks for coming up here, sharing, and participating in Brent on the Hot Seat this week. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. If you missed any part of the broadcast, it's right there on YouTube. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. You can get it all. Again, that's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. You can tweet me at Ron Siegel. You can go to the Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.